Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Hello.
All right, that might be better. Who knows? How you doing?
Okay, yep.
All righty then. Okay, stand by for podcast excellence. Today on the Zabecast, it's Andy Poland, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the Zabecast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
I'm wondering, Andy, did you watch the night golf with your guy, Tiger Woods?
I did not, but I saw a little bit of video and saw him remove his cap to see a very, very large bald spot.
Oh, my God.
I know that shouldn't be the lead there, well, but it just reminded me that Tiger has aged quite a bit.
Forget the fact that his leg is all jacked up. You know, he hits great shots. He says, I can hit all the shots I want, I just can't walk. To which many of us amateur golfers said on Twitter, yeah, I'm the opposite. I can walk fine, but I'm going to hit all kinds of stuff, and you're just going to get what you get. So
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Well, and he's not campaigning to use a cart. You know, he's understanding what it's all about, so I give him a lot of credit.
If he were to say, hey, hook a brother up, how would you feel?
Well, as one who is not a golf traditionalist like you and likes to watch Tiger, I would say, sure. Would you like a ride? Hop on in. I'll ride you around the course.
Where were you and I together during the Casey Martin saga?
Oh yeah. And I didn't understand all the uproar, and you obviously
I was a traditionalist.
Yeah, I understand. And he has since had his leg amputated, just like in the last year or so.
I know. I know. But, it's a tough stance. I mean, It is a sport that does require walking, that does, over the course of four rounds, exert a toll. And riding a golf cart would be an advantage to somebody who is otherwise able-bodied, but it would only put a guy who's got a bad leg like Tiger, or in the case of Casey Martin, it would only put them, you know, 10% behind even Steven because of their disability. But, you know, Casey was born with his. Tiger, you know, this is what I said to my golf nerds. I go, if he had just fucking taken an Uber that morning to that, you know, interview in that golf shoot in California when he flipped his car, he would have won several majors already. He would have zoomed past Nicklaus the way he's still able to hit the ball at this age.
Well, no, I mean, he had that, 10-year drought between winning the U.S. Open and the Masters in 2019, was it, or 2020, right?
Was it 10 years without a major?
Yeah, I mean, before he had the accident.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I mean, right, didn't he won in 2010 when he had that playoff with Rocco Media, right?
Right.
And then he didn't win again until the last Masters, which was 2019 or 2020.
Yes, you're right. Holy shit, that was 10 years. 10 lost years right there. Anyway, I don't know why he decided he had to drive that morning. I'm not sure why he was on such medication that he would pass out behind the wheel and launch himself 80 feet into the air across four lanes and nearly kill himself. But it's good that he's out there, and he seems to have found, like, this Tiger 3.0, which is a much cooler, more relaxed, I realize I'm now becoming an elder statesman of the game, so act like it, which is good, but he could still be fucking playing, Andy.
Yeah, but, you know, let's get Charlie coached up, and I'm ready for the next generation. Come on, let's go.
Okay, so here's a question for you, because he said Charlie's, he's like, Charlie's coming. He's already got bigger hands than I do. And he's got that middle of his teenage years growth spurt going where you see Charlie last year in this PNC event. He's going to play in next week. And you see pictures of him now. You're like, whoa. And you say, how can he miss? And the answer is because there's a lot of other kids out there who are also really good at getting the ball in the hole that aren't the kids of Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah, and you also have to have the laser focus, which – we don't know yet. I mean, that's something that we'll have to see. But you know, Jack had several boys that played golf, right?
Yeah, they didn't really do much on the golf course. Yeah, I believe Jackie won one event. It's kind of hard to get up and beat balls when you're sleeping in silk sheets that the big fella's providing for you. Right?
Yeah, if you're going to paraphrase Riddick Bowe, yes, that would be the way to go.
What was the line from Riddick Bowe and his manager, Rock Newman?
It's hard to get up and run at 6 in the morning when you wake up in silk pajamas.
Silk pajamas, yeah. Do you own any silk pajamas, Andy?
I don't. I sleep just in the underwear. That probably more information you need to know, but that's it. I do not own pajamas.
So no shirt?
No, nothing.
Interesting.
Pair of underwear. That's it.
And your upper torso does not get cold even in the winter?
Well, in the winter, you get the insulation of the blankets and the body heat that comes from the naked upper torso.
Okay.
And, kind of a convection oven there.
Why do I feel like Hubie Brown is lecturing me? Come on, Hubie. Explain that to me.
Well, you get in the painted area of the bed, you see, and what you do is you get the heat from your body, which prevents the escaping of the heat, and you get the whole thing.
So you're saying it's actually warmer as long as the blankets don't come off of you to not wear a shirt?
Oh, yeah. The Eskimos, they sleep in the nude, and they insulate. The body heat is inside the covers, and that's what keeps you warm.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. Wouldn't the body heat be inside your shirt, which is also inside the covers?
No, I think you get more heat coming off the body inside the covers.
All right.
And I don't know.
Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just genuinely now starting to noodle through and go, wow, maybe there is something to that. For all of you nude and semi-nude sleepers out there, hit me up on my email, zabe@yahoo.com. Thank you very much. All right, enough jocularity. Let's deal with the heavy shit. God damn, it's been a bad run. Mike Leach, as of this hour, is clinging to life, apparently, after suffering a massive heart attack just days after he was preparing to coach in the bowl game for Mississippi State. This follows the Grant Wall death in Qatar, which we'll get into in just a second. But let's start with Leach. He is and was one of the all-time colorful and or funny coaches ever in sports. Agreed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he actually works at it, it seems. Like, he anticipates the question and has some kind of, you know, crazy answer ready, whether it's like breakfast cereals or movies or, you know, cars or something like that. Yeah, he likes it. He plays it. He plays it well.
Do you think he ever came off as a bit of a dick or a bully or somebody who was not doing his part to answer questions seriously?
No, I think he was cooperative with the media. Now, he took a lot of heat when he was at Texas Tech, when he was falsely accused of, what was it, with a former player's son?
Wasn't it Craig James's kid?
Yeah, there was something like that. And he had two lawsuits going at once, like one with ESPN and one with Craig James. Yeah, he's had some checkered things in his past. But
do you remember when Maryland had a shot to go make a run at him?
Yeah, and they got scared off.
Right. And did you say go for it, or were you like,
Oh, no, I said go for it.
You did?
If you're Maryland, yeah. I thought when Mark Turgeon left that they should have tried to get Rick Pitino. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. What do you think was some of his funniest moments, Mike Leach? Not that he's dead yet, but it from reports, it's like he's pretty much on life support, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I hope he pulls through. But, you know, no particular line stands through. But
What was it about him that stood out? Because he could make me laugh just talking about anything. I think it's his delivery and his deadpan,
And he seemed to enjoy, you know, a lot of these coaches, they want to get these sideline interviews over with as quickly as possible. And he kind of enjoyed the whole thing and kind of like sticking around with whoever was doing it with him. You know, not too many guys really, you know, take those things and do what he did with it. And it was unique. It really was.
Candy corn. I mean, I completely hate candy corn. When I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see.
Candy corn rant.
Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store.
Outstanding.
He can do sports talk radio.
What's your reaction to some of those calls in the first half?
What's your reaction? You're watching the same game I am. I think you ought to comment on it. Positive or negatively, whatever's running through your mind.
The best wisdom I can possibly give on that subject, 9 days, and it's a little late. You should have come to me sooner.
This is when he gave advice on the young reporter who was getting married.
Oh, right.
My wisdom would be you have to stay out of the way. Now, and I wish you a very happy marriage, and I'm sure you'll have one. But I'm just telling you. When it comes to marriages, the women lose their mind. Your fiance is going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind. And
great, by the way, cadence and the repetition of rhythm to hammer home the comedy of that point.
And then they're going to barrage you with constant questions.
What are you marrying?
His name is Trevor.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll have to you set up a meeting and I'll talk to him. Okay, so where's Trevor from?
He's from Florida.
What does Trevor do for a living?
He works in sports as well, covers football.
He does what?
He covers football as well.
Really? Well, I don't know. We'll keep a close eye on it, but whatever you and Trevor decide, I would kind of keep it on the down low, which you failed to do that. Trevor was probably planning to, but you didn't. So go ahead and don't say anything else about it, but as soon as the season's over, or even an off week, go elope.
Oh, my God. Guy, you know, it hurts now thinking of the fact that he is hanging on for dear life. And so many college football coaches take everything way too seriously. He was great in that he took a giant needle to the balloon of self-seriousness in college football and went pop right like that.
Yep.
And a good coach, a innovative coach offensively. Obviously, his teams, you know, kind of tended to fall apart as the season went on. Probably a factor of he wasn't quite enough of a hard ass, I'm getting, or at least I'm guessing, I suppose. But yeah, too bad. Very sad.
Mm, yeah.
Grant Wall.
Yeah.
Go.
I didn't know him, and frankly, I'm not a huge soccer fan. So I read his work, I wasn't totally into it. Though he did write the cover story on LeBron James when he was a high school junior, I believe, and kind of introduced him to the world.
Really?
And and from what I read, very very dedicated to his work, and really. Was his own guy. Like, you know, he didn't take any crap from management. And, he didn't like editors. he was very proud of the work he did. Princeton guy, you know, really, really bright guy. And from what I read, it's a great warning that if you are experiencing some issues, don't try and plow through, because he had written that he had some chest issues. And, you know, here he is getting checked at a hospital in Qatar. Maybe not the best medical treatment, and then, you know, passing away at the age of 48. I don't know exactly what it was, but very, very sad. And,
so you think he didn't get the best medical treatment because Qatar is what, a third world country?
When you have a medical issue, a serious one, like chest issues, don't you want to see your own physician?
Well, out of comfort and just familiarity, but I would imagine Qatar being insanely wealthy – and with the World Cup, you know, being such a high-profile event, they had paramedics right there on the spot, and they could not revive him.
Yeah,
like, that's pretty unusual, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was some – his brother said there was suspicion that he was murdered because, remember, a few days earlier, he had been thrown out of the reporters area because he was wearing a gay pride T-shirt.
Right.
And,
do you put any credence into that?
I have no idea.
Do you think that Qatar would be capable of that?
Sure.
Okay. Do you think it would make sense, though? Like, to me, as our friend Tommy Olivero says, would the juice be worth the squeezing? What good would that do? And how would they kill him? That's the other thing. I had some people text me this morning on my show saying you should see this documentary and that documentary about certain international agents and spies who are killed surreptitiously with things like ricin and cyanide. But an autopsy would show poisoning if he was killed, right?
I suppose, this is not my area, but when
I'm
I read
that
someone...
I'm you to be an expert. I'm wondering
when I read,
if you're curious, Andy. You don't seem curious.
Well, I am curious, but I'm also curious that he had written that he was feeling very bad, and you know, it's possible that he just ran himself down and didn't take good enough care of himself. And
a fit 48-year-old ran himself into a fatal Fred Sanford heart attack.
If you have a virus, you don't know. You know, is it properly treated? You know, there's a lot of things that we don't know. And, I think it's an example of if you think you have an issue, make sure you get yourself thoroughly checked and just don't try and plow through it.
Right. What do you believe the chances are that this is a vaccine-related injury?
I have no idea whatsoever. I don't know what vaccines he took. I don't know.
The COVID vaccine.
I've taken five of them myself.
Whoa. So are you done?
If they ask me to take another one, I'll happily do that.
Oh, my God. Who's they?
The CDC.
Okay. Yeah. So you've five already, and you're still taking them.
And I have not had COVID.
You haven't?
No.
How would you know if you had COVID? You don't get sick.
I'd be feeling some symptoms. I've also had a couple of incidents where I've had to take COVID tests to participate.
I was going to say, how many? What is your shooting percentage on COVID tests?
I've probably taken 4 or 5 of them.
Okay, so you're 5-0 on COVID tests. That's pretty good. You know, most people that have ducked and dodged and missed it all these months, finally it caught up to them. Like our guy Bram Weinstein was really working to avoid it, and then he finally caught it, and then our friend Scott Jackson did the play-by-play for the beloved Commanders. By the way, what did you think of that? I thought Jack sounded good.
I do, too. I think he did a very good job. Excellent.
I mean, what's the future for Scott?
Well, he does a lot of play-by-play anyway. He does basketball games. He does I think he does some college football games here and there. He does a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Grant Wall was fired from Sports Illustrated when it was taken over by this company, Maven, and was given no severance. And I believe I remember seeing Grant Wall kind of go off on it, like, well, fuck these guys, basically.
They said he was making something like $350,000.
Oh, that's right. They outed his salary. Yes.
And wasn't doing a lot of work. And he said, that's not an accurate number for my salary, although I did get a bonus and I did plenty of work.
Yeah.
Something like
that. He said, I told Maven I was fine taking a 30% pay cut during the pandemic, but it was shameful to try to push through a permanent 30% cut beyond that. My base salary was far below the number they reported, but I got a bonus because my bosses said my work was very good and I write frequently. Rest in peace, Grant Wall. Very sad. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, Chris Beard, Texas head coach, still in jail as of this hour for a domestic violence charge that is a felony charge, so it's serious, involving choking of another family member. It doesn't say who exactly, but it's serious enough that this wasn't a misdemeanor, he said, she said, and he's been sprung from jail. He's in real trouble, and Texas is number 2 in the country.
Well, they dropped to 7. They took a loss. But, okay. Yeah, they are one of the top programs. He got Texas Tech to the final.
Yeah.
And then said Texas was his dream job. So he got that and got them into the tournament last year, and they won a game for the first time in a long time. But you keep going back to the same thing when you hear these things. Now, he may be completely innocent, but in the post-OJ world, we don't know these people. And I always have to chuckle when I hear Mike Greenberg talking about someone who he's either met, interviewed, admired his work. He's a great guy. He might be, but we don't know him. We don't know anything about him.
Yeah, exactly. So do you think, can he survive this?
If he's guilty, no, because there's even a clause in his contract that if he's charged with a felony, doesn't even say convicted, if he's charged, he can be fired with cause. And he's got a nice, big, fat, long-term contract, too.
Do you think Texas, knowing that they've got a good coach, is going to try to massage this? I think it's got to come down to the optics. Let's say he's charged with choking his teenage nephew. That's better than choking a woman.
In the public eye, yes.
I say if it comes out that it wasn't a woman, he's got a shot.
Maybe
if it was a woman, it's going to be very hard for them to go ahead with this.
Yeah.
Even if he's not found guilty, or if the charges get knocked down to a misdemeanor, perhaps. It's all spin. Yeah. It's all PR these days.
It's a third-degree felony. And the fact that he was arrested at the time he was, and the call that came in to 911, from what I read,
was a hot shot call, they say.
Hot shot was, yeah.
Ongoing dangerous situation, respond immediately.
Right, right. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, choking. It sounded like, you know, attempting to choke the life out of somebody.
What if the details are like he was a knockdown, drag-out fight between him and his wife, who are getting divorced. He was actually attacked pretty well himself. But they had to take somebody in because they did call. You know, that's the thing. These domestic violence calls, usually somebody's going in one way or the other.
Yeah. But you know, in the OJ trial, when they dug up the calls from the wife and the police came and just chatted it up and said, fist bump juice, the world has changed dramatically since then.
It really has. The Skip and Shannon show continues to put out viral moments.
Oh, God.
Let's take a listen to the latest here. Apparently, Skip Bayless crossed some line, according to some, by calling out Shannon over his playing career.
When you had to stop at 35.
Skip, that's what you
that's
do.
That's the point.
That's what you do. Every time I call something into question, I'm jealous.
No.
Skip, I did what I did.
I never said you were jealous of Baker Mayfield.
Skip, I did what I did. You make it seem like I was a bum. I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
Okay,
I got three Super Bowls.
So what?
So what?
He's way better than you were.
I'm better
way
than you.
Better.
Skip, what did I got to see what you do? You take personal shots.
No, I don't take personal shots.
You would take a personal shot at me.
I didn't take a personal shot at you.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
Girls screaming here.
Put your glasses back on.
Can I finish? You're willing to take a personal shot at me to say this man is better than me because I say he's playing bad this year?
Well, because you disrespect him. It's just so. You know what? It's beneath your
you
dignity.
You would disrespect me to support him.
No, well, I'll support him over anybody because he's the greatest player who ever played your game, and it's by
have
far.
At it. Have at it.
Okay?
Take off,
I'm going to have at it.
Okay. Andy, what do you think?
I never watched that show except when those type of highlights pop up in like Jimmy Trina or some of these other sites that I look at. First of all, Skip Bayless is a loathsome person. And I've known him for over 40 years, going back to when he was in Dallas when I was there. Second, there's no ounce of self-deprecation in Shannon Sharpe. There's like, you know, he actually does think he's better than Tom Brady. And suggesting that he's not is like insulting to him. So, you know, I think they kind of deserve each other. And if their bosses think that there are enough people watching to pay them whatever they make, and Skip supposedly makes $6-7 million
a year.
Yeah, I mean,
and
as
it's
I say,
probably twice as much as Shannon.
Geigesund, you know, that if they can do it and fine, But fortunately, I don't have to watch it. And to me, I would have no interest in anything like that.
I wish you were more angry about this than the way
Why?
You are, because it's bad for our industry. We all get painted with this brush of, see, this is sports radio. This is media. Asinine, pointless, phony quote arguments.
Yeah, but I mean, there are some shows that do it well, like Chris Russo, who is one of the pioneers of sports radio. He's kind of had a second resurgence going in and yelling at Stephen A. Smith. And I like him. I think what he does is good.
I think Chris Russo is genuine. I think that his arguments are earnest. I don't think this was an earnest argument. As I tweeted, the NFL is so often complicated that I struggle to fully understand it. But luckily, I learned so much from shows like this, and it helps me enjoy the game more every week. Keep it up, fellas. It is such bullshit.
It is, but it obviously, whoever puts this show together and continues to give them contracts believes that there are enough people watching that it's worth it to keep doing that.
This is where,
goes away.
This is where you float into that third-person helicopter above it all and provide this bullshit analysis. I know how it works, Andy. I'm asking you to get in the fight and call it out for the bullshit that it is.
It's terrible. I said Skip Bayless
it's is Taco a Bell. Person. Well, you know, Steve, Taco Bell has very cheap food that's affordable, that is very engineered and satisfying to the tastes. And they've got a drive-through. That's quick.
Okay. Would you like me to call for the banishment of Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp from television?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. You're a little too nonchalant for it.
It's like when you're walking down the street and you see somebody acting like a jerk. Do you stop and say, oh, this is bad. I'm a person who walks on the street, and this guy is acting like a jerk, and people are going to think, since he acts like a jerk, I act like a jerk. Or do you walk by and go, schmuck? I prefer to do the latter.
Coward, 5. Bayless, 6. Stephen A., 12?
Yeah.
What do Tony and Wilbon make? Like 6 and 5, respectively, or something?
Wilbon also does a lot of stuff with the NBA, too.
Okay.
So Tony's deal is exclusive.
Question, who's the next person to get a $4 million-plus deal that was never an athlete on television? Or
That's a great question. And look at the ages of the people doing this.
They're old as fuck.
Skip is 70, isn't he?
Yes.
Tony's 74. Wilbon is 64. Russo is 63. You know, these guys have been, they built up their reputations in other things. You know, Tony and Wilbon were well-known newspaper columnists before they did this. Skip Bayless, and I didn't like him, but he was also well-known for newspapers. They had fame in another area. I don't know how you do this now if you don't have that. And who are the famous newspaper columnists now? Are there any?
No, there are not.
No.
Jewish English Lexicon, it's actually Zeigesund. Did you know that? Zeigesund. Z-E-I-Gesund.
Zeigesund.
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 I'm teaching you some Yiddish now, Andy. It's not Geigesund, it's Zeigesund.
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 Okay. Definitions, be healthy, be well, or farewell. Right. A humorous alternate definition is a recommendation for greater sophistication or awareness, as in get real.
Zeigesund.
Did you know that?
I did not. No.
Well, Zeigesund for you on Skip and Shannon. Get real, Andy. All right. That said, should Brady have retired?
Yes.
Okay. Are we at the Johnny Unitas stumbling around with a Chargers logo on his helmet stage?
Not quite. But
are we at the O.J. Simpson as a Niner stage?
No, not
are
quite,
we at the Jerry Rice as a Seahawk stage?
No, we're not. But here's the thing, Zabe. Not that many guys, you could probably count them on one hand, guys who walk away with a lot left in the tank. Most of them have to show that they can't do it anymore. And look at Brett Favre. Brett Favre's last year, he damn near got the Vikings to the Super Bowl.
I know.
And the following year, it was clear Cliff. He was done. And I think that's what has to happen to most of these guys, if not, well, 99% of them. And Brady will play until he realizes he can't play anymore. And I wouldn't be surprised if he plays another year.
The team is so unbalanced, though. Their O-line is complete shit. They can't run the ball, for God's sakes. He throws it 50-plus times a game. That's not a recipe for winning in this league. Right. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did the Commanders dodge a bullet on the Russell Wilson trade? Because they wanted him, and Wilson had to come out and be like, nah, guys, not interested in going to D.C.
Let me give people who listen to your show in Milwaukee a little history lesson on this.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar? Actually, he just died in the last
John Hadle. Weeks.
John Hadle.
Yeah.
And this one is very, very similar to what happened with John Hadle. And I looked this up.
John Hadle was a legendary quarterback with the Chargers.
Right. Near Hall of Famer. And then he was traded to the Los Angeles Rams, where he played well, got them to the playoffs. And then at the age of 34, early in the season, he had been replaced by James Harris. He was traded to the Packers for 5 draft picks, first and second round picks for 1975 and 76, and a third round pick in 75. And with those picks, the Rams built a team that was consistently contending for the championship in the NFC in the 70s. And he was brutally bad with the Packers. I mean, he was just awful with them, playing for Dan Devine, who thought he was a quarterback away. Right. And Devine headed out for Notre Dame. And then Hadle finished up his career, I guess, with the Houston Oilers as a backup. But it was a complete disaster. And this one looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, the Commanders finally lucked into missing out on one, because now that Wilson is concussed, we'll see, you know, what happens from here. I think they're going to use it as an excuse to just shut him down for the season.
Yeah, but they still have to pay him. I mean,
I know.
That was 250. It's not all guaranteed. But
I think they shut him down to just go, all right, let's just recoup. Or as Mike Shanahan once famously said about RG3 when they shut him down, they had to have him ready for the off-season program.
Yeah.
Off-season program.
Right, exactly. But this that was in his, like, second year. Russell Wilson has played, what, 11 years now? 12 years?
Yeah. All right, we're down to it, Andy. It's the final month, the final 4 weeks, and all three NFC East contenders behind the 12-1 Eagles are sitting in the wild card chairs if the playoffs were to end today. Are you confident the Commanders will bring it home?
I am, after seeing what the Giants did against the Eagles.
Dog shit.
Yeah, they look like and our friend Larry Weissman put out a very interesting tweet. He said, if you're going to play a bad team, you want to play them late in the season, because early in the season, they don't know how bad they are.
They have delusions of, hey, we're not that bad, actually.
Yeah.
Let's and play hard.
Giants were that at the beginning of the year. They were a bad team that was winning. Now they're a team that's not very good, and they're losing and looking bad doing it.
Yeah. All right. Is the Heisman Trophy over? I know that congrats to the first D.C. area athlete to win the Heisman Trophy, Caleb Williams. But is it over as a award?
No, I don't think so. I still think that the ceremony's kind of cool. And,
right. It's got tradition to it, obviously.
And it's the one award that I think you carry with you for the rest of your life. Nobody is introduced as the former Maxwell Award winner.
That's true. Yeah. Or the Outland Trophy Award winner.
Exactly.
Yeah, you carry with you for life unless you take money from USC and they take it away from you. A lot of people saying, hey, now that Neil is here, they need to give Reggie back his Heisman.
Yeah, and whether he has the trophy or not, we all know he was good enough to win the Heisman Trophy, right?
He was sweet as fucking pie in college.
Right.
Absolute poetry in motion. All right, Andy, always a pleasure, my friend. Take care, and we will talk to you next week.
Very good,
Zach. All right, buddy. Talk see you. Bye.
Z say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.